This is the Schnitt Show.
All right, on to Elizabeth Warren in just a few minutes. I just want to wrap up with South Park, the irreverent Comedy Central animated program, the cartoon. It's been around for 23 seasons now. And what is hysterical is that some initially thought that the South Park creators were apologizing to the Chinese for the latest episode, which came out on October 2nd, which calls the Chinese onto the carpet. And, well, it mirrors real life here, because this sort of is exactly what has happened with the NBA. Let me take a moment here, because this is really funny, and especially the response that came from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators, the writers, you know, the voices behind a lot of the South Park characters. And for those that are not aware of South Park, if you have streaming services that have South Park, you ought to watch a couple episodes. Now, I mean, some of you might not like it. I'm a 53-year-old guy, and it is laugh-out-loud funny. The brilliance of the writing, the irreverence, it's just funny stuff. How they tackle social issues, and they don't give a flying frig, is what it comes down to. So the irony here is that last week's South Park episode, the 23rd season, it essentially outed companies in the United States, companies that are in the Western world. It called them out for kowtowing to the Chinese, essentially for money. And it's so similar to the real world, real time, real life story of what's going on with the NBA right now. I saw a story in the Hollywood Reporter, and this has been reported everywhere, with the Chinese controversy, with South Park talking about these companies in the United States who run counter to American ideals and principles in order to make money in China. That's what this was about. And South Park made a mockery out of these companies, and that pissed off the communist Chinese. That ticked them off. And the story that I first saw in the Hollywood Reporter, and it's, you know, been all over the place, you know, the last couple of days, is that the Chinese government essentially ordered the removal of South Park everywhere. South Park has been scrubbed from China. Just erased. All of the streaming services that stream South Park, gone. Just totally erased. Any online internet chat, any message boards, any commentary forums on Chinese Twitter, which I think it's called Weibo. It's essentially like a Chinese Twitter. It's a social media. And all South Park mentions were removed from that as well. So, I mean, we're talking about billions of posts, apparently. I mean, folks, look, you got 1.5 billion people or so in China, right? All of the commentary online. So, like, their Twitter, gone. South Park has been erased. Streaming service Youku, which is owned by Alibaba, which is like the Amazon of China. All of the streaming there, the clips, all the episodes, all the full seasons, all the links to that, gone. Dead. Erased. Ha! Oh, boy. So, I mean, this is what we're dealing with here. You know, any criticism of China, it just, again, runs completely counter to our way of life. And I don't care if you're a U.S. company. I don't care if you're a politician. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I am not going to compromise my principles, and I'm not going to kowtow to the commie Chinese. It's just not going to happen. Here's a little review of the episode that really torqued the Chinese off, so they scrubbed everything South Park related in the entire country. Mediaite did a review of the episode. Upon arrival in China, Randy gets arrested for attempting to bring marijuana into the country and is forced to make dolls at a prison sweatshop and read communist literature. In prison, Randy also meets Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, who were given up by Mickey Mouse for criticizing the Chinese government. And Randy is ultimately made to kill Pooh so that his business deal with the Chinese government can be made. At the end of the episode, Randy, covered in blood and with a pile of money outside his house, eats breakfast and declares, "I, for one, think the world will be a better and safer place now that China finally has integrity." That's right, integrity. T-E-G-R-I-D-Y, integrity. Randy's son, Stan, concludes with a different message after experiencing his own issues with China. "Anyone who would betray their ideals just to make money in China isn't worth a lick of spit." I mean, isn't the timing here just incredible? The NBA situation and what has just unfolded from Friday night, from the tweet supporting the Hong Kong protesters, from the Houston Rockets general manager to the feeble first attempt by the NBA with their statement over the weekend, all the festering and just anger yesterday, and then the somewhat about face from the NBA early today with the statement from Japan. I mean, it's just incredible. It's incredible how, you know, art imitates life. I mean, it really is truly amazing. And then just to wrap this up before we get into Elizabeth Warren, and initially, and I saw this yesterday, I saw a story which, and again, I didn't print it out. I just saw the headline, and the headline was essentially that South Park creators apologized to the Chinese. And when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute, that does not sound like the South Park creators. That does not sound like this Trey Parker and Matt Stone, that they would bend over and, you know what, from the Chinese. It just doesn't sound like them. It turns out, no, the apology was a mock. The apology was a sham. There was no apology. They were doubling down and rubbing the Chinese's noses in it. Rubbing the Chinese commie government in it is what they were doing. So, yeah, they issued an apology to China for the episode, but it was a total mock job because of this episode called "The Band in China" was the name of the episode from October 2nd, and attacked the Chinese policies of free speech and those that, you know, give in to the Chinese just to make a buck. So part of the apology went like this. "Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We love money more than freedom." "Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China?" That's how they ended this thing. And it was titled, this apology on Twitter was titled, "Official Apology to China." That's great. That's fantastic. And some thought that it was really an apology. No, they're rubbing their faces in it. Good. I have even more respect for Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park. They're not bending over for anyone. I love it. I think it's fantastic. By the way, Sue says that she put some link for the episode on the Schnitt list. What's it on? Oh, it's on demand. So we put up the Comedy Central link. So it is on demand on Comedy Central. So if you want to see the episode that got the Chinese wontons all twisted up, Well, it's on our website. Go to schnittshow.com, and it's on today's Schnitt List. S-C-H-N-I-T-T-S-H-O-W.com. Schnittshow.com. If you want to see the whole episode that has the Chinese all in a twist. Kyle is in Tampa. Kyle, you're on Schnitt. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
Doing well. Go ahead.
All right, so it's not just the NBA that's going through this China thing. It's us video game nerds and esports going through it, too. I don't know if you've heard about this story, but Blizzard, the company that makes World of Warcraft, has a game called Hearthstone. And over the weekend, broadcast live on Twitch, a very professional Hearthstone player made a statement, Free Hong Kong. So now Blizzard is kowtowing from that broadcast. They've suspended the player for a year, and they've taken all of his prize money from this recent tournament for Hearthstone. And I don't know about you, but I really don't like this precedent of American companies kowtowing to China. It's just not right.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that. Listen, I'm aware of... Now, you said the name of the game is Hearthstone?
Hearthstone. H-E-A-R-T-H-S-T-O-N-E.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Run by Blizzard Activision, who makes World of Warcraft.
Yeah, listen, I'm familiar with, and I of course I know of World of Warcraft. I'm fully familiar with that game. You know, I'm not a gamer, so I don't play, but I'm fully familiar with it. So this Hearthstone, I mean, that's ridiculous. A player made a commentary, Free Hong Kong, or whatever, and now that's completely caused the manufacturer, the company, to then boot this player off the platform and take money? How much money are we talking? How much money was taken away?
I'm not entirely sure. It's got to be at least a couple $1,000s. Hearthstone isn't the most popular esport game, but it still brings in quite a lot. Just recently, the Valve Corporation held their giant Dota 2 tournament, which had the biggest prize pool in esports history, in Shanghai back in August, and the prize pool was $35 million.
Wow.
So if this is going to start infecting, you know, millennials like me who play video games, that's also not good either. It's basically China censoring worldwide.
Yeah. Sue just said she looked it up. It appears the prize money that was rescinded was $10,000. So, I mean, it's a significant chunk of money. And listen, we're at a crossroads here. Kyle, this is a clear crossroads of good and evil, of freedom versus oppression and repression. And this is going to really put American companies in front of the whole world. Who are you siding with? Are you siding with an oppressive communist Chinese regime that squashes civil liberties and individual freedoms? Or are you going to go with, you know, what makes, you know, America great, and what makes, you know, the democracies of the planet great, where you can protest, you can speak your mind without fear of reprisal and imprisonment, or having your whole family thrown into some kind of a, you know, work camp? This is a turning point, and we're seeing it with South Park. We're seeing it with the NBA. You bring this to light. You know, hopefully more of these stories will come to light, and these companies that kowtow to Chinese just for the dollar, just for the Chinese yuan, hopefully these companies are called onto the carpet and shamed, and they don't, participate. And listen, I know the Chinese market is massive, and that's what it comes down to. It comes down to greed. It comes down to money over the right thing for humanity.
Absolutely. And what we need to do as consumers, and I do subscribe to Blizzard's World of Warcraft, I'm not resubscribing over this. No way in hell.
Well, Kyle, the millennial, thanks for listening, and thanks for checking in with a whole new angle on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-801-8999. Number here on Schnitt works nationwide. 800-801-8999. What about Elizabeth Warren? Caught in a lie. I mean, she's got a bunch of these things with Pocahontas steel and the Indian DNA. That failed DNA test, which backfired and blew up in her face. I mean, she's got a whole history. You know, what about the elderly people that she kind of screwed out of their homes in Oklahoma? You know, there are a couple of stories of Elizabeth Warren and how she built up her fortune. And it was, in some cases, allegations that she ripped homes and real estate at a complete undervalue from elderly people in Oklahoma, her home state. Yeah, there are a couple of stories out there on that. And now we have this whole pregnancy issue where it sure as hell looks like Elizabeth Warren has been caught in another lie. Hold on, we'll get into that next on Schnitt. Stand by.
Yeah. This is Schnitt.
Don't know if you saw that Trump is taunting Hillary Clinton. I've got the story around here somewhere. It's in today's Schnittless pile. That Trump is taunting Hillary Clinton. Come on, run against me. Well, Hillary Clinton has fired back. So that's coming up in just a bit. Elizabeth Warren, let's set this up and we'll deal with this when we get back after the bottom of the hour break. We know that Elizabeth Warren and her poll numbers have skyrocketed. We know that Joe Biden's lead has essentially evaporated. And listen, it's questions about his age, his mental acuity. You know, those were bringing him down even before, he was pulled into this Ukrainian issue with Hunter Biden and the natural gas company. Even before all that, there were questions about Joe Biden and could he hack it? And were there any age and health issues there? And then, of course, we have the Bernie Sanders issue. And with that, Bernie and Biden under fire, you'd think that Elizabeth Warren would be sitting pretty. No! She's been caught in another lie. Next on Schnitt.
Schnitt Show. The Schnitt Show is on.
Elizabeth Warren. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Now, I saw the Elizabeth Warren machine the last couple of days was spinning and churning, and there were a couple of stories that were floating around that, maybe Elizabeth Warren's story does check out. Well, no, not really. There are a lot of areas where the story does not really check out. I mentioned before the break that Joe Biden is slipping. You look at the polling. Joe Biden, even before the whole Ukrainian and Hunter Biden, and even though a lot of the Joe Biden stories have been debunked, the optics suck. It just didn't look good. What the hell was Joe Biden thinking by hearing his son say, "Dad, don't worry about it. It's not going to be a problem. You're the Vice President of the United States of America. And your son is sitting on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas and holding company when he has no knowledge whatsoever. Why do you think they wanted him on this board? Well, because his father is the Vice President of the United States. I mean, that's the only logical explanation for this. So even before the horrific optics of Ukraine, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, even though a lot of the noise that President Trump has been making, I don't like Biden. I've never liked Biden. I don't like his policies. I don't like his politics. I've never liked Joe Biden. I don't think that he's an absolute terrorizing nightmare, but from an ideological standpoint, I don't think he's a bad, I don't think he's a bad human being. I just think that I run away from what he believes in and what he espouses, and I always have. But in all fairness, a lot of what, President Trump has been spouting and the president's mouthpieces out there, Rudy Giuliani for one, a lot of the issues have been debunked. What hasn't been debunked is the optics really sucked. And it just wasn't a good position to be in. Hunter Biden is the vice president's son. It just looks as lousy as can be. And they will not get a pass on that with me. All right, so Biden, even before that mess developed, and he was ensnared and embroiled, and all these issues have been, you know, peaking up, and the conspiracy theories, et cetera. You know, there are questions about, you know, Biden at events where he was slipping or couldn't come up with words, or he would misspeak or misstate events or times. I mean, yeah, the bloody eye situation, man, that didn't look too good. I mean, that looked pretty crappy. So Biden was already slipping. Then we have Bernie Sanders, and it just wasn't some blockage that was caught, and we're putting in some stents to open up some blood flow for Bernie's health. No, it has since come out that Bernie Sanders, as you know, had a heart attack. You ought to know, Biden. I mean, Bernie Sanders had a heart attack. 78 years old. I'm sorry, Bernie's over. Bernie's done. So you would think the logical thinking is that Elizabeth Warren is going to just shoot right up here and she is sitting pretty. Well, polling wise, she has. But that's because, I mean, so many people either don't care or they don't know that her lying continues because she's been caught in another lie. And this is like Burger King, man. This is a Burger King lie. Huh? What's a Burger King lie? The Whopper, right? Home of the Whopper. County records from Warren's time as a teacher in New Jersey contradict her claim that she was fired from her teaching job for being, quote, her words, visibly pregnant, as she likes to say. Elizabeth Warren maintains that she was fired.
You're fired.
By the Riverdale Board of Education after her first year. That, folks, is wrong. Wrong. Records which were first obtained by the Washington Free Beacon show that Warren was actually granted a second-year teaching contract by a unanimous vote. Now, don't be confused by some of the counter-programming that the Warren folks and Elizabeth Warren-friendly media have been putting out, trying to, you know, smoke up and cloudy up the waters. Oh, no, no, her story is supported. No, hold on a minute. You tell me what this sounds like. Back then, she was granted a second-year teaching contract. This was a unanimous vote. The actual minutes from a June 16th, 1971 meeting have surfaced. So minutes from the meeting, which took place several months after the meeting where her contract was awarded, show that Warren actually resigned from her position. She was not fired. She resigned from the position. So has Elizabeth Warren twisted and contorted and spun this story to her political advantage with the mindset, the thinking of, oh, geez, this is back from 1971. Who the hell's going to know? I'm going to be able to chuck stuff out there and no one's going to be able to figure this out. I mean, this is some little school board deal in 1971, blah, 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 New Jersey, little teaching gig. Well, guess what? I don't think she was counting on the minutes actually surfacing from the June 16th, 1971 meeting that showed that she resigned and was not fired. In fact, according to the minutes from the meeting, her resignation was accepted with regret by the board. They regretfully accepted her resignation. This is all written. This is all in the minutes that which were taken down by the recorder at this meeting back in 1971 when I, Todd Schnitt, was 5.5 years old. 5.5. Oh, man. Oh, boy. How old was she? She's 70 now. So she would have been, She would have been 22 years older. So I know she was married at 19 and And she was, I guess, what, 22 years old or so. Yeah. Warren has claimed repeatedly that she was fired from her part-time teaching job after a year for being pregnant. At a town hall, this is not too long ago, she said, "By the end of the first year, I was visibly pregnant. And the principal did what principals did in those days. Wish me luck and hire somebody else for the job." She said much of the same thing while speaking at Al Sharpton's National Action Network conference back in April. I've got that audio. You want to hear some of the audio? I try to limit how much Elizabeth Warren audio I play, but I think this is important to hear.
Teaching special needs kids is a calling, but I finished the first year visibly pregnant, and back in those days, it meant you didn't get invited back. That's how it was.
Oh, that's how it was. Well, no, that's a story that fits your campaign. That's a story that fits your manufactured plight. And when I say manufactured, I mean manufactured. And if a company manufactures a product, what are they also called? There's another name. What's a synonym for manufacturing? If you're making a product, you're molding it, you're fabricating. You're a fabricator. A manufacturer, a fabricator. She's a fabricator. She loves to fabricate stories. Yeah, just like the whole Indian story and the high cheekbones. And what about the fact that in Texas and in other locations that she was able to use that on her declarations of her ethnicity, on her applications, you know, by utilizing, you know, Native American, you know, little foot in the door, trying to get that leg up. Try to get that advantage going on. Yep. Hey, Elizabeth Warren, the facts don't bear out what you just said at Al Sharpton's National Action Network thing back in April. Nope, doesn't. Especially since the minutes from 1971 have surfaced. Yeah, so caught in another doozy, caught in another lie here. As they try to spin it as, oh, no, the facts do support. There have been numerous stories out there that they're trying to spin this story. I don't see it, folks. So on top of that lie, that fabrication, which has become a fixture, that's part of her repertoire. That's part of her storytelling. When she's on the road, when she's doing, you know, her campaign stops, and she's, you know, trying to relate and trying to suck the audience in with her plight along the way and the unfairness that she's experienced and the turmoil and the torment and the rocky road to which she's been victimized. And I understand what you're going through as she tells these fabricated stories. It's a fixture of her campaign when she's out on the stump. It's a total fixture. And then, of course, old video surfaced last week from an interview in 2007. And this was at UC Berkeley, where Warren gave yet another reason for getting out of teaching. Yeah, she had a whole different spin back then in 2007. This woman, Elizabeth Warren, will say whatever the hell she has to say to take advantage of the moment to, guess what? To advance Elizabeth Warren, whatever she has to say. And listen, loads of politicians are like this. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Many are just like this. But she told a whole different story back in 2007. She essentially said that she had to go back to school to take advanced requisite education courses. And that she had her first kid deciding that teaching special ed kids wasn't working for her. I mean, that's what she said. Here, listen to this chunk of audio now from 2007. And this is at UC Berkeley.
So I worked, it was in a public school system, but I worked with the children with disabilities. And I did that for a year. And then that summer, I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I was pregnant with my first baby. So I had a baby and stayed home for a couple of years.
So there you go. I mean, her stories just don't add up. And that's what they are. They're just, they're stories. So where was the chatter about her being canned for being pregnant? Where was the story from 1971 in that 2007 interview where she was shown the door, that the principal noticed that she was pregnant, that she was bulging? And oops, not pregnant ladies, that we got to show you the exit. Yeah, have a nice day. Where was that? Why did she bring that story back up in 2007? She's all over the road, folks. Oh, boy. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. I'm laughing because President Trump taunted Hillary Clinton earlier today with a tweet urging her to get back in the race. And the president, I'll give you the tweet. The tweet is this. This is President Trump this morning tweets out, quote, I think that crooked Hillary Clinton should enter the race to try and steal it away from Uber left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition. The crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails after getting C subpoena. And then Hillary Clinton now has responded, don't tempt me, do your job. And of course, Hillary Clinton has maintained that she's not running for president again, but you know, there's speculation it's possible. And again, the real danger zone here, the real fear, and I've heard this from folks very close to the president. I've made a mention, I spoke with a friend of mine. I ran literally into a friend of mine. I was face to face with a good friend of mine who I will not name. And this was not this past weekend. It was the weekend before. And the conversation was essentially, they think that President Trump is okay against Elizabeth Warren, but if Michelle Obama gets into the race, then it's done. That they admit that if Michelle Obama decides to run, she said she's not, she has no interest, nothing could be farther from what she wants to do. And of course, how many times have we heard that? Not running, never going to run, it's not going to happen. Okay, I'm running. Happens all the time in politics. You never say never. But there is genuine deep concern inside the Trump White House, inside the RNC, inside the campaign, that if Michelle Obama decided to jump in as a last-minute spoiler, that she would get the Democratic nomination and that she would win. That is directly from somebody in the Trump camp that speaks with the president regularly, and that's their concern, that's their fear, that Michelle Obama jumps into the race. I wouldn't rule Hillary out as also a potential wild card here. But listen, also I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that in Trump's tweet, you know, the crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails. And of course, essentially that's what the president is being accused of by the Democrats. Now listen, I don't think what Trump did is impeachable. I don't think it rises to the level of impeachment. There are things that he's done and said that have made me uncomfortable, especially with the Ukraine call, but it doesn't rise to impeachment. But also there's a bit of projection here by bringing up high crimes and misdemeanors, and Trump does like to project.
This is the Schnitt Show.
We have a Nickelback update. Yeah, the whole dust-up controversy over President Trump and the use of that photograph song from Nickelback. There is an update. Also, from the world of movies, something I tweeted about but didn't get to, something Martin Scorsese said. Coming up back in a minute.
This is the Schnitt Show.